Paul, good way to bounce back after losing to FC United last week.
Yeah, I thought we played really well. I thought first 60 minutes the best we've played for a long time. Last 30, thought we'd give the ball away needlessly. But listen, we started the game off, I thought we defended from the front. The two forwards, Cade, Dale, absolutely outstanding work rate. I think if you look at the goals belong to an higher level. I think some of the forward play with between the two of them, and Pilkey when he come on, was outstanding. And a special praise to Brad Robinson, who obviously has been at New Mills, not had many games coming today, and I thought for a long period he was one of the best players on the pitch. So I think, like I say, I'm not getting overawed by it. We're not taking anything for granted. Hopefully we're going to get two players in come Monday. We've given them a kick up the backside today before the game, saying that people are getting comfy, think they've got a shoe in before we've even picked the team. So hopefully it's had a positive effect.
Is that why Martin Pilkington was made a sub today?
No, he's still feeling a few knocks and bruises. So we thought, looking at what we had to come off the bench and what was on the bench, we wanted a bit of firepower, so that's the reason why it didn't start.
You've won 3-0, and as you said, they were very good goals, but do you feel you could be a bit more clinical in front of goal? You know, last week Lee Rick, today Cade Coppin at the start.
I think we could have been 2-0 up before we scored the first, to be honest, Pav. But listen, the main thing for us is what we've been faulting on, not the goal scoring, but defending and keeping clean sheets, and obviously having Gary back today, having Jack back today as well, who we missed last week. Listen, at the end of the day, if you take the main two players out of the team, who defending wise, out of FC United, out of all the teams in this league who are high up there, I think they'd struggle. And last week, that's what happened. We didn't take our chances and got punished because of his lack of experience and lack of know-how at the back.
Gary G back after a few games out, rewarded you with a goal straight off.
Yeah, listen, we missed him. Absolutely outstanding worker. Got a bit of a knock at the end, so obviously went off, but his work rate and his movement, and even joining in with the front man today, I thought was outstanding.
What was it like for you coming back? Because you've been out for a few games. It must have been a shocking day to be a goalkeeper. But you good double save at the end. Great double save at the end.
I've got a bit of stick for actually having a change after, because they said that I should have caught it. So that's appreciation and management, isn't it? But no, listen, like I said, it's hard. Today, obviously, been different. I've seen a different perspective over the last 3-4 weeks of watching from the sideline, and things that I can do right and things I can do better. And today, I think, looking at the way I played and the way all the things went, I thought I did okay in myself. Still think I need sharpness, but I've got to be thankful to the lads in front of me today who protected me no end.
A bad day for a game, cold, wet, windy. Was it difficult out there?
Yeah, it was, but on that score, listen, I've got to thank Andy Evans, Andy Finnegan and all the lads for getting down here this morning at 8:30, and really, that was one of the things we pointed out to the lads. I said, if you work hard, as some of these lads have done this morning, to get this pitch right, then we won't be far off come end of play. And it was horrible. I think we had sun, rain, snow, sleet, sun again. So, welcome to England, isn't it?
And you mentioned, welcome to Ashton.
Yeah.
You mentioned a couple of possible signings on Monday, big signings. You going to give us any clue?
Obviously, I don't want to step on people's toes, but hopefully, like I say, it's from a higher level, played a higher level. One's a local lad, one's coming from a higher level. We need a little bit of a boost, a bit of a kick on to get to the end of the season. We have been down to the bare bones in the last few weeks, so hopefully get them on Monday and I'll be first to let you know.
All right, cheers.
No.